an Olympic gold medalist is joining us. Congratulations again. You've heard it 1,000 times. It cannot get old.
No, thank you so much. Yeah, it's been kind of an incredible past couple months, and just trying to take it in and enjoy every second.
Well, this is Team USA gold medalist Nicole Hensley. She is here talking to female youth hockey players tonight at the Peabody. She's a graduate of Lindenwood, and if I were you, I'd walk around with a T-shirt that had the words 13 save shutout.
Yeah, I do need to get one of those, I think.
So take us back to when you go into that match. Of course, you're thinking win. You know what you're facing. What else are you thinking?
You know, honestly, I think all three of us goalies just want to go in and give our team the best chance to win that we could. And I think all three of us did a really good job of that over the course of the tournament. And, you know, I have so much faith and so much trust in my teammates that, you know, I wanted to make sure they felt the same way about me behind them. And so, yeah, I just went in and just tried to enjoy the moment and take in the fact that I was competing at the Olympic Games, and just kind of smiled and just, you know, took what I was given and made the most of it.
So you did try to enjoy the moment as best you could as a competitor.
Yeah, I mean, kind of going in the first and second period, obviously there was a lot of focus, and then as kind of the girls started to pull away and put in a few goals in the second, when I went on the ice for the third, I did make sure to kind of, you know, kind of take a look around and just kind of try to take in the fact that we were at the Olympic Games. And you know, so obviously it was kind of a combination of focus and trying to enjoy it. But, you know, just try to do the best I could. And yeah, it turned out great.
Did you get to see any other events while you were at the Olympics?
Yeah, we did. We were able to get out a couple different times. We saw some pairs figure skating, short track speed skating, both the men and women. And then we were also able to go to the gold medal curling match where the U.S. men really, really pulled away there at the end. So that was pretty exciting. We'd hung out with the curling guys quite a bit throughout the course of the 2 weeks. So to be able to go and support them and watch them come out on top was so much fun.
How did this Lakewood, Colorado girl end up at Lindenwood University?
Well, as I was kind of going through the recruiting process, it kind of became clear to me that Lindenwood had a little bit more interest than a lot of the other schools. And my dream when I was little was to play college hockey, and Lindenwood was going to give me that opportunity, so I couldn't turn it down.
And did you know that we had the St. Louis Blues in this area when you were thinking Lindenwood? Did you look to see, do they have professional hockey? Will I be able to go see some professional hockey while I'm in college?
I mean, that was maybe part of it. I do enjoy the hockey culture in St. Louis. It's seems to be growing every day, and so that's been kind of exciting to be a part of. And yeah, obviously with the Colorado Avalanche and the Blues being in the same division, I'm a big Avalanche fan growing up, so you know, that was obviously something I kind of knew in the back of my head. But over the past kind of 6 years I've been in St. Louis, it's become my second home, so I'm really excited to go to the game tonight and to, just enjoy some good hockey.
So did your parents buy you your first pair of walking shoes and skates at the same time?
Not exactly. Most people would tell you I'm a late bloomer when it comes to hockey. Most kids start skating, you know, somewhere between 3 to 5 years old, and I actually didn't start playing till I was 8 or 9. So I was kind of a late bloomer. But yeah, my parents are actually from Kansas City, and they grew up playing, you know, like basketball and soccer. I didn't really know anything about hockey, so it was kind of a surprise for them when I was like, "Yeah, I want to give this a shot."
Nicole, you've got to know that some parents listening now who have children are listening to you say you were a late bloomer at 7, and they are thinking, I have totally failed as a parent. 7 is not a late bloomer, but I guess in terms of hockey it is, but 7 is still young.
Oh, yeah, very much so. Just my parents kind of let me try whatever sports I wanted to when I was younger, and yeah, I played basketball, soccer, and hockey when I was younger. And then it kind of was like I got through high school, I was still playing soccer and hockey. But, you know, it's never too late to put on a pair of skates.
as you know now, you are the first Olympic medalist in Lindenwood athletics history. How does that feel?
Yeah. I actually really didn't realize that until a couple days ago, actually. I mean, Lindenwood had always just had such a great athletic culture. I knew it was like that before I got to the school, but even since then, I've, you know, come to know, you know, obviously I wasn't the first Olympian from Lindenwood. So, you know, I never really thought about being the first medalist, but, you know, I love the school and I love, you know, I love the women's hockey program there. And so just to help it grow in any way I can is, just exciting, and I'm happy to do so.
But you did know that Team USA had not won a gold medal in 20 years. You knew that going to Korea, South Korea.
Yeah, we did. We were aware that would be a storyline, that it had been 20 years since the U.S. had come out on top. At the same time, that was one of the reasons that we felt like, you know, why not now? It's been the 20-year anniversary, and, you know, we wanted to do them proud.
Now, I know that there are some players in some sports that once they get to college, a coach can say, I'd rather you play this position. You've been a goalie your whole hockey career, is that correct? In college,
high school, college, I was a goaltender the whole time. I started out as a skater, and I was a skater for a couple of years, and then I kind of just tried goalie, and I was like, I kind of was having more fun doing that, and so that's kind of how I ended up playing there. But once I was in goal, that's where I stayed.
Talk to me about your practice regimen.
Yeah, I mean, obviously with Lindenwood, we have when I was in college, we had our team practices, and Scott Spencer, our head coach, always did a great job like putting those together, and always kept the goalies in mind, and would put in things that we needed to be successful, and then. At the same time, I met a really great goalie coach through a couple other hockey friends I had in St. Louis, Luke Banker of 3E Goaltending. He I give him so much credit for where I've gotten to at this point in my career. He works with me day in, day out. I would drive down to South County to see him, and we'd work together. Sometimes we'd be up at 5 a.m. On the ice early just because that's when we could make it work. And he's put in so much time to help me get better. But, yeah, we'd literally be out there working on, you know, the smallest details that only two goalies would understand. If two other people came out there and tried to have this conversation with us, they'd be wondering what we were talking about. But, yeah, so it does take a ton of work, a ton of, you know, dedication. But at the same time, that's what makes it so much fun.
So what do you plan to say to the girls tonight, the youth hockey players?
You know, honestly, I just want to tell them to follow their dreams, and don't let somebody tell you can't be on the ice because you're a girl, or that you're not good enough because you're a girl. You know, every single person on our team watched the women in 1998 won and realized, you know, maybe they could follow their dreams to do that. And I just want to encourage all the girls that are going to be there tonight to do the same.
Okay, quick question. One of your teammates was on Saturday Night Live with Leslie Jones. A couple of others had a Justin Bieber challenge. what's the most exciting thing you've done since getting that gold medal?
Oh, man, that's a real tough one. We had a great time on Ellen, and then the Tonight Show was a blast with Jimmy Fallon. But honestly, my favorite thing that we did was we went and saw the U.S. women's national soccer team compete in the She Believes Cup in New York. And we just had a blast kind of, we got the chance to talk with them, pick their brains about different things and just chat with them. It was really cool to meet them. Cause like I said earlier, I played soccer all the way growing up, and I always looked up to like Alex Morgan, Rapinoe, just all of them, Chris and Press, they're all awesome. And so it was a really, really cool time to sit down and kind of get to chat with them one-on-one. And that was definitely my favorite part.
Well, going to be honored by the Blues tonight, and you deserve it, absolutely. Lindenwood University graduate, Team USA Olympic gold medalist Nicole Hensley with us this afternoon on KMOX. She'll be at the Peabody Opera House tonight at 5:30. Congratulations again, and such an honor and a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it.